This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy Dickey. After shutdown swept entire nations during the first surge of the coronavirus earlier this year, some countries and U.S. states are trying to more targeted measures as case rises again around the world. New York's new round of coronavirus shutdown zeroes in on individual neighborhoods, closing high schools and businesses and hotspots measuring just a few square miles. Spanish officials limited travel to and from some parts of Madrid before restrictions were widened throughout the capital and some suburbs. Italian authorities have sometimes quarantined spots as small as a single building. While some countries have reinstituted nationwide closures, others hope smaller-scale shutdowns can work this time. The U.S. can now test several million people daily for coronavirus, but the boom comes with a new challenge. That's keeping track of the results. AP correspondent Ben Thomas explains.
Coronavirus testing sites are legally required to report their results to public health agencies. But state health officials say the results from many of the rapid tests now being administered are going unreported. That means some COVID-19 infections may not be counted. And experts say the situation could get worse. The government is shipping 100 million of the newest rapid tests for use in public schools, assisted living centers, and other new testing sites with little training or staffing to properly report the results. Ben Thomas, Washington.
According to AP, new virus relief will have to wait until after the November election in the United States. Congress is past the point at which it can deliver more coronavirus aid soon, with differences between House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senate Republicans, and U.S. President Trump being insurmountable. This is VOA News. Evo Morales' party has claimed victory in Bolivia's presidential election as official results trickled in from Sunday's high-stakes redo of last year's annulled ballot that saw the leftist leader resign and flee the country. More than 9 hours after polls closed, barely 6% of all ballot boxes had been counted, but with a quick count favoring former economy minister Luis Arce, even Morales' arch-rivals conceded defeat in what was a major jolt for the left in South America. Arce says that he would seek to form a government of national unity, saying that he thinks the Bolivian people wants to retake the path that they're on. Despite a second attempt at a ceasefire, Armenia and Azerbaijan have accused one another of violating the new truce in the Nagorno-Karabakh region a day after it was put in place. AP correspondent Karen Shamas.
This is the sound of a family burying their loved one, an Armenian soldier who was allegedly killed during fighting over the disputed region of Nagorno-Karabakh, hours after a ceasefire was announced. The soldier's death follows reports from Armenian military officials of artillery shelling and missile strikes by Azerbaijani forces in the conflict zone overnight. Likewise, Azerbaijan's ministry accused Armenia of using large-caliber weapons to attack the positions of the Azerbaijani military in two regions north of Nagorno-Karabakh along the border, a claim Armenian military officials denied. I'm Karen Chamas.
France is preparing to expel 231 foreigners on a government watch list for suspected extremist religious beliefs, according to a police union on Sunday. This is 2 days after a Russian-born Islamist beheaded a teacher. France's interior ministry responsible for expelling foreigners was not available to confirm the information. France defines extremists as people who engage in a process of radicalization, are likely to want to go abroad to join terrorist groups or take part in terrorist activities. A NASA spacecraft circling an ancient asteroid 200 million miles away is about to reach out and make contact. The OSIRIS-REx spacecraft will attempt to descend to the boulder-packed surface of asteroid Bennu on Tuesday, then snatch a handful of the rubble. It will be America's first crack at collecting asteroid samples for return to Earth. That is a feat accomplished so far only by Japan. Scientists want to bring back at least 2 ounces worth of Bennu, about a handful's worth. Spacecraft can touch down no more than 3 times to grab enough rubble. The samples won't arrive on Earth until 2023. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.